I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex. All right, folks, we're back. Another episode of Wood Glue Dads. Travis was such a big hit last week. Guess what? We brought him back, folks. He's back.
I was forced back here.
Welcome actually. Back, Travis.
Travis was on my couch playing my Switch, playing Star Fox, and Alex and Dan showed up. And, you know, so he's here.
It's convenient that you trapped him here that night.
Right.
Thank you.
I haven't left since last week.
Are you going to be a permanent host with us?
I don't know. You guys are telling me what I'm doing.
I mean, we do have four microphones, so.
I think we leave it to our loyal fans, our Woodies, and they can tell us.
Whether our Woodies. Are we calling our listeners Woodies?
Yeah, they're our fans.
Hi, Woodies.
And just hit us up. Hit us up. Leave us a comment. However you do that. I'm not sure how.
Well, a Facebook page.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have one of those yet. We haven't evolved to that yet. But just hit, you know, let us know. See if you like Travis. He's hot garbage. Just let us know one way or the other. Okay. We have probably my
You know
two,
what? Better
oh
yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us 5-star reviews for Travis. Or just don't give us a review at all if you don't like Travis.
Oh, so we'll okay. That'll work.
Yeah. We don't want these 1 or 2-star reviews. It's either don't give us a review or give us a 5-star review.
Nice.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I like that. That'll work.
If you give us enough 5 stars, they're going to let me go home.
Yeah. Woodies, get at it. Okay. All right. Great. I like it. This may be the topic combo that I've looked forward to the most out of all of our episodes. I'm pretty fired up. So I'm a big origin story guy. I'm kind of a comic book nerd, love superhero movies. So we're diving into the world of woodworking origin stories. So why in the world did you get into woodworking to begin with? I think our fans want to know. So we'll start with Mr. Chris. So Chris, how did you get into it? What drew you in?
My grandpa on one side and my great-grandpa on the other side were both woodworkers, had big wood shops, did all kinds of fun stuff. And so as a kid, I was always knew that they did stuff, but I was like, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, I like to pick up random hobbies. And so woodworking was one of those random hobbies. And then it's just stuck for the last 7 or 8 years.
Was it the first?
It was one of the early origin random hobbies that I picked up.
Interesting.
I remember it being the first big one where I was like, what are you doing?
It's mm-hmm. here for more than a week, so it was surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
I think I knew you, Brian, then, didn't I? Because it was like...
Yeah, I started getting a lot of information from you. Are we ready to jump into my section?
No, not quite there. We're not quite there. You'll go next.
This isn't about you, Dan.
We'll go next. But I know when I met Chris, one of the first things he ever said was like, hey, let me come check out my wood shop. And so you were deep into woodworking when I came in.
That was like two or three years ago.
Even when he told me, like, when I saw him the next time, he had a full-on, like, shop already built.
Yeah, I went from zero. Like, yeah, in true me hobby form, it was like,
go big or go home.
I went from zero to
this is not gonna be on the podcast, but was this when we were talking to Bryant? Bryant? What's his name? Our little video game friend.
Brent.
That guy.
Hi, Brent.
Woody Brent. Was that when you started? Because I had gotten into it by then, but.
No, it was before that. But like, I was definitely intrigued by his, because he had a garage wood shop and he had nice.
He was very passionate. Fine woodworker.
Yeah, and he was all into building cabinets and building spice racks and really nice things. But he had really nice woodworking tools.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, good segue into Dan. Okay, Dan, what is your origin story? How did you get into it?
So as a kid, I liked to just build random things, and wood was easy to build that things out of. But then went to college and all that, and then it was once we bought the house. One of my main goals when we bought the house was to have some sort of just garage shop. Not that I had intentions of building anything for business, which it turned into, but more if I just wanted something that I could do home improvements with and be successful. And so I had a table saw and I kind of inherited from a father-in-law that just gave it to us. And then at the same time, Chris was definitely into it. A little bit before me, he was definitely into it. So he actually provided me my first workbench, which was one of his hobbies of the week, farmer's dining table type thing.
Yeah, you came over and we built you a wood shop. We built you a workbench.
Yeah. And so that's how it kind of started. But then I was like, I'm going to run to Sears and I want this because my wood shop in seventh grade had it.
Loser.
So my wood class, you know, wood shop class had it. And so, you know, it's a little, you know, one of those belt sanders with the built-in disc sander thing on it. And then I was like, well, I want that. And then I want a scroll saw because I want to do this. And I remember people asking, like, what are you going to build with it? What's your intent? And I didn't know. That's where kind of my advice for Travis last episode came from, is I just wanted these things because I thought I needed them. But as I started to do more, I realized this is the stuff that I needed, actually.
Have you used your scroll saw? Do you even have a scroll saw anymore? Yeah, you don't even use it anymore.
I sold it for...
Because it was like you used it once or twice, and it was like, I don't need this.
It was kind of a half. I bought the cheaper version, of course, because I tend to do
was
that.
Was it a Ryobi?
It was a Ryobi. No, it was a Craftsman.
Yeah.
Because I bought it from Sears. So I bought it, and you know, it was fine, but it wasn't great. And then I just wasn't using it much. And I actually came over and used Chris's fancy one that I think you inherited from your dad or
grandpa.
And it was really nice.
It was very nice.
That got me on the whole path of buy once, cry none, cry once, whatever that is. You know, you just cry when you spend your money once instead of having to cry twice.
Yeah.
Was that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's buy once, cry once instead of buying multiple times and crying multiple times. You buy the nice one first off.
I don't know if I ever bought anything fancy multiple times, though.
So. Well, you buy the crap one, like a Craftsman. You get upset by it. And then you go and you buy a nicer one. And so you spent more money than you would have spent if you just bought it outright.
Yeah, you should just aim for the expensive crap.
So basically, that's where I started was I wanted to be able to do things around the house. I didn't really have any goals. And Chris was well deep into the woodworking craft. So he and I were just bouncing ideas off each other.
You kind of copied him. You followed him into the
I did. This is one of the few things I did follow him into.
Oh, okay. So he was your inspiration.
I took Dan by the hand.
He did.
And I led him down this path.
There's been many nights where I would come over to his shop back when it was in the old building, and we'd build a work. We spent a weekend building new workbench with integrated table saw and everything.
When it was like 25 degrees out and you had a cold and you were in my workshop.
I had the flu. I had a 103 degree temperature just shaking.
Dan would be insufferable with a flu. And
he was.
Insufferable. So, nice.
I just want to keep going.
That reminds me the first time, I think like the first project that we were going to do together was we went and found wine barrels. Mm-hmm. Like up in the foothills.
It's still your mine is in front of your house right now.
Yeah. Mine is a planter in front of my house right now. Yours? Yeah. And I have like two wine barrels worth of slats in my wood shop because I wanted to build wine barrel furniture at one point.
Oh, you got to give me an Adirondack. Adirondack?
Adirondack chair.
I have plans for that.
Adirondack chair. Yeah. So do I. So I saved.
No, I bought the plants for it, literally.
Found them for free on the interwebs. But I saved all the.
whose plans are better?
Mine because they were free.
Okay, here's the thing. I do need two chairs, one for me, one for AMA. So you each can build a chair, and we'll see which one's better.
I have enough wine barrel slats. Yeah. I have enough wine barrel slats laying around in the shop.
This is a perfect competition.
So you can have the one that you sit in, and after two seasons, you need the excuse to go to the dump. And then you can have the nice one that you keep, which is mine.
I feel like we should do... Like
throw away, you mean.
This is going to be a true blind study.
Yeah, this would be fun. So I think we should probably do this. Dan and I should each build an Adirondack chair for Alex. And then he has to guess which one of us built which one.
That would be easy. Ooh. That'd be so easy.
I love that you said
Chris
that.
Doesn't think it'll be easy.
I don't think it'll be easy.
That would be the easiest
First of all,
thing.
Yours is made out of wine barrels.
So is yours.
Well, don't talk about
wants
the material.
No, I want wine. He wants a wine barrel.
I don't have wine barrels.
Well, we'll go get some.
I'm going to make it out of the proper
Alex,
wood
get each
for
of
outdoor
us,
use.
Alex, so wine barrels are perfect for that. Alex, get each of us a wine barrel, and we have to break that wine barrel down into an Adirondack
chair. Yeah, it's going
to
be like Forge and Fire, but with wood and wine barrels.
Yes.
Okay, so let's...
Wait.
Remember when he got those wine barrels, what we did to clean them out? Remember that video?
Yes. That video is on
the
Facebook.
So we took his pressure washer and we shoved it.
No, it wasn't a pressure washer. It was a 3-inch hose and we filled them. Remember we turned the water on all the way?
Yeah.
And then it like geysered.
It was a geyser like 30 feet tall.
Out the bung hole. We geysered it out of the bung hole.
Exactly. It was amazing. It was one of my first experiences of like hardcore doing something that Chris wanted to do that I wasn't quite sure of. It was amazing.
Oh.
And I've been on the
post. I feel like the video, I mean, the post that I make about this episode is going to have that video.
I'll find it. I still have it.
Yeah.
Saw it the other day.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Anyways, we might have to.
But one other tangent with
you
me
son of a gun.
Is how do you know that you'd be able to tell instantly the difference of who made which?
I can tell. Like, you guys have very different styles. Like, I guarantee Dan will first off, you'll neither of you'll finish the damn thing. so like I'm not too really worried about it.
Touche.
I don't know. I think it'd be very interesting.
It would
to see,
be one of those things. It would either be where I like hyper focus on making it perfect just to spite Dan, or I would just slap it together and
bob. Yeah, it would be very interesting if I just gave you like creative artistic design to make whatever interpretation you wanted. Mm-hmm. Because I think you guys would approach it very differently from like a design. I'm not sure why. I just have a feeling that like Dan's would be I feel like Chris's would be more traditional. And Danny would go with a little bit more.
No, mine would
flair.
Just be traditional but refined.
Yeah. I would be like, I would look at yours and be like, this is really fancy and probably took you twice as long.
Yeah. And you paid three times as much.
Yeah. That's why I think
he's not paying us anything. He's well, just providing
I'll, us I'll commission it for $50 a chair. And I'll provide the wine barrel. What more do you want from me?
I want this to happen so bad.
Anyways, we'll keep on going.
But Dan is gonna Dan's gonna have to clean out his garage to have enough room to make a chair.
I've got
that could be a problem.
14-foot slabs for my shelving still out there.
But this is good motivation to be able to beat him in a true competition.
And
I'm already thinking.
And actually, this would be fun because I think. So, like, when Chris sets his mind to it, like, he'll get something done, and you don't want Dan to beat you.
No. Okay. So that's like, what I think. I'm like, I'm going to hyper-focus on this thing.
Chris, last episode we talked about a disc golf tournament you made trophies for. Mm-hmm. How far in advance did you finish those trophies?
Saturday night.
And the tournament was?
Sunday morning.
Okay, thank you.
So I cut the...
What's
I cut,
that got to do with
no,
anything?
No, I made the cribbage boards.
He delivered the finished product.
I made the cribbage boards like in December, what 3 months ago.
What was the deadline?
Sunday.
Sunday morning at like 10 a.m.?
So I thrive. I feel like I thrive on that. I have a deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm going to beat it.
Yeah. You will do the least amount to get it done. Agreed.
No.
Ooh, those are fighting those words.
Man.
I am so excited. Alex, go buy us a couple barrels.
Look on the marketplace tomorrow and find us two wine barrels. I'll go pick them up.
And show up so you can wash the bungholes.
I'm a little...
We got to wash
Whoa,
the bungholes.
You just got snapped at. I'm a little concerned we're going down a hole in which...
The bunghole.
Not the bunghole. A hole in which you guys may never be friends again. So
this happens weekly.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. I mean, anyways, folks, we're back on track. We're almost back on track.
The cycle goes, Dan gets mad at, or Dan does something to make me mad. I ignore Dan for a week.
You give me a thumbs up for a week.
And then I ignore him for a week, and then he apologizes for the wrong that he
Just because I'm tired of you ignoring me, not because I'm wrong.
Yeah. And so he apologizes, and then we're friends again.
All right.
Sounds
I feel like about 10 days is as long as we've gone. Yeah, probably about 10 days.
We've had a good stretch. We're due for an argument. We're here right now.
This sounds super healthy.
Well, so far, Dan has hit me. He snapped at me tonight. So, I mean.
I didn't hit you. You whipped your leg with my finger.
He did tap you at the tournament.
And he hit me at the tournament. Yeah, he hit me at the tournament too. So
were talking trash the entire time.
Touched me three times in the last 2 days.
I don't remember anybody talking trash. Anyways.
I felt offended by the way he treated our teammate.
That lost by 23 points.
Yeah, you were mean to Greg. You should apologize to Greg.
Well, I mean, Greg.
This is going to get cut from the podcast. Watch. He's like, I'm just going to admit this from history.
Shout out to Greg, the fainting goat.
Yes, the fainting goat. He's everybody's friend.
He's great.
Whatever. Did you not see when he almost aced that hole and then his disc bounced out of bounds?
Yeah, it's nonsense.
That was almost a perfect. That was almost beautiful.
Yeah, it was about summed up our day.
Man.
It was about as close to a perfect shot as you could have, yeah, and then went out of bounds.
Through like a two-foot circle, hit the basket and bounced.
It
out
literally
of
went through a hula hoop and hit the basket.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. And then it bounced.
We're getting this tram back on track. I have a feeling Travis did mention. No tooting, Dan. Travis did mention that he did get into working in high school, but I don't know if that's his origin story yet. I think our fans would be interested to know. Travis, how did you? Where did this come about? Where did this first come about?
Well, my family growing up had a roofing and siding and like general construction business. So during the summers, I would get pulled in to help on whatever project. So by the time I got to high school, I had done a little bit of a lot of things. So I got to my senior year of high school and I needed one more class and I decided to take wood shop and I loved it. The majority of the class, actually, I spent just working on projects for the school with the woodshop teacher. I remember building like lecture podiums and bookshelves, and I think there's some other things too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So not just projects for yourself, but like for the actual school. That's pretty cool. No, that's nice because I did woodshop a lot. That was like one of my favorite things.
Sim Slugger, shout out.
Still Sim Slugger. Oh, goodness. But it was always just random things for myself that I give away to family members and whatnot. So I never got the chance to like actually make something for the school. That would be pretty sweet.
Well, what happened was... is everybody in the class starts and does the same project. And so my buddy and I were like, oh, we're going to do all our projects together this year.
Who was that?
That was Alex. And so, remember when we knew each other in high school?
Awkward. So you got to do some projects with Alex and then you get done early kind of thing? Is that?
I finished along with everybody else in the class. And Alex took like another 3 months to finish his. At the end of it, his was like beautiful. It turned out great, but I didn't know what to work on and I couldn't really think of anything. So the teacher just kind of was like, hey, you know, teachers are asking for stuff. Do you want to just help me make these?
So was it like you had like, okay, you're making these three things this year. You have all year to make them, or did he just take longer than normal?
No. So the project was like an end table, bedside table kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And everyone starts with that. And then some of the guys who were in the class before, they were allowed to kind of make modifications or make it mm-hmm. a little bit different. And then after that, it was like free reign. Mm-hmm. Like you would get with the shop teacher, talk about what you wanted to make. And then I think he would go buy the wood for you too and everything.
Man, that'd be nice.
You'd get with the shopper teacher.
Yeah. So that's actually how – that's a lot how my classes were. But I always just kept doing other random projects for myself. And, you know, that's where the Sims Slugger was born. On my, like, fifth project, not knowing what to make, I was like, I've never used a lathe. I'm going to make a bat. So
when there was, like, a month left in school, my buddy, he finally finished his thing. And so, like, okay, let's make something to finish the year. And so the woodshop teacher had jigs and everything already set up to make these jewelry boxes.
Okay.
And so we busted out these jewelry boxes. And I remember like putting the finish on it on like the very last day of school that we were there. I pull it out of storage and I see that I didn't even like finish it.
No, you still have it.
I still have it. I don't have the bedside table anymore, but I have the jewelry box. Oh,
nice.
Still.
So it's small enough to keep.
Keeps everything.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you. Very cool. Very cool.
Just built a new building.
Nice.
It's in the other building.
Well, that's pretty cool. I like that. That actually is not too far off from my story arc.
Now, how about you, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of I have an interesting, kind of background. Again, I'm not much of a woodworker per se, so that's kind of we may have to define that in a different episode. But I started like one of my first jobs. My grandpa managed some commercial property, and so I needed just like I don't remember how old I was. I was pretty young actually. Early teenager, and he's like, you need a job. And so like I worked for my grandpa, and like he's like, you're gonna be the lackey for the maintenance man of these commercial buildings. And so I just followed him around all day long and just did grunt work for him, which is pretty fun. Like I didn't know any better, and he liked his coffee breaks. We took like 15 coffee breaks a day where he bought me a Diet Coke, and so like it was great. So I was living the life. I was making some money, getting to like do all this like grunt work, so it was kind of fun. And then that really transitioned into when I got into college. He had some contacts and had a contact at a lake property where some guy needed help building cabins. Actually, one was a mini mansion and one was another amazing cabin.
That sounds.
And then the mini mansion had a guest cabin, and so we had to, we're working on building all three of those properties.
Interesting.
So it was awesome. We got to work and live at the lake all summer and work on building these houses, and then so that was really fun. So I kind of started off on a more of that construction sort of all-purpose background, mm-hmm. kind of like what Travis was talking about a little bit, just being literally doing a little bit of everything, and then that kind of got me going in that construction process. And then I helped my dad work on remodeling his house, and then me and my brother remodeled our house in Corvallis, and then I've just done a lot of I got my guy Shelby been doing maybe he's remodeled about five houses, it feels like. So
you built a barn too.
Does your dad still listen to our podcast?
No, he gave up on us, I think.
I'm not sure. So he went for 4.5 to give it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check in with him to see But yeah, and then it's like I dabble in things. Like we worked on when I first met Chris, working on Dan's floor. So I kind of just I kind of float around. I do a lot of different construction projects.
The first time you met Chris, my floor.
Yeah, first time I ever met Chris was your floor.
From that too.
Ooh, a second origin story.
Yeah. That's my Chris origin story.
That floor is still there, and I still have not finished the trim along the fireplace.
I feel like I feel like there was one spot where he broke. It's probably still there. I can't remember. Something about a vent. I don't even remember. It's been
so long. No, I fixed that. I pulled it all up and replaced it.
Okay.
That sounds like a topic. All the things you haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
No.
Not for Chris. Chris is banned from that segment. But Dan and I, and Travis, you could kick in on a couple of things that you're got in the holster not finished. But so that's pretty fun. That's origin stories. So our next topic we're going to blow through here, and I'll kick us off. We're going to talk about if you could work on a project with your spouse. So we've kind of talked about a little bit before, like what are fun projects we'd want to work on with our kids. But we thought about, what would our spouse want to do? So this is not necessarily what they would want to do per se, but like what would we want to do with them? And so for me, it's actually interesting. Amy the other day was talking about how she wanted to learn how to do some more woodworking stuff. And so she was just curious. She's like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything in particular. She's like, I'd just be interested in like learning how to do stuff. And so I thought, what better opportunity to learn how to do stuff as she could help me finish all of our floor trim. And so,
angles.
Because she has a motivation to get all that done. And so like we could work on it together. So I think that's the thing, like that's the next thing in the hopper that we'll work on together. And we'll, she'll get to, we'll work on some practices with the saw and doing some caulk work and some nail gun stuff. So it should be pretty good. So that's kind of my thing. So Chris, and since Dan's incapacitated at the moment, Chris, what do you think? Is there something that you and Ashley would want to work on?
I think if Ashley and I were going to work on something together, I would want to build a canoe.
Finish a canoe.
That's the project? Canoe. To finish or build? Are you going to start again?
Build, yeah. I'd let her build the canoe with me.
No, but not a new canoe, the one you already started.
Well, I mean, if we could start this one over, and then she could help me with it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, that'd be fun.
But I don't know. I've been told that I am bossy. Is it a good word?
Oh, really?
Surprising.
Yeah. And so I don't know how well it would go.
But that'd be great, because then you could stretch in your personality traits. But it's also really cool because that's a project you both could use. Like you guys could benefit. You could go canoeing. And
but we've been in a canoe together once and it didn't end well.
No,
she doesn't know how to paddle.
You guys make side by side canoes.
I feel like you should find a new project to work on.
Yeah. So maybe not a canoe. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like just insert her into any random project that I'm into that week and it would be fun.
Oh, well, what about the shuffleboard?
The shuffleboard would be fun, yeah.
Where are we at with shuffleboard?
We are in the same phase we were last week when we met.
So not
nowhere.
Not much progress.
Nowhere. I haven't had time.
Is that what I saw out in the rain as I pulled up?
No, that was my canoe frame.
Yeah, the shuffleboard is still in the safety of the shop.
The shuffleboard is in the safety of the shop.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't had time to work on anything.
There's nothing that stands out. You guys, no. It'd be fun just doing anything, right?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun just to work on anything and then try not to yell and
just scream at each other.
Scream at each other.
That's fair. All right, Dan, what do you think? You got something lined up?
Well, it's kind of difficult for me. I definitely jumped into the woodworking foray on my own. But Ariel definitely wanted to join for it. And so we started looking at the business ideas together, and she jumped on board and actually refined and made a lot better. Probably why we're successful as we are with that so far.
Her attention to detail on your...
It's more the refinement. I have a good idea.
Every couple needs an idea, man.
And she refines it.
Like your bottle openers that you make that are super cool.
Yeah, she definitely took those to the next level.
With the plugs on the back that are in the shape of Oregon?
No, we're not talking about that here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But no, definitely she adds a level of refinement and elegance.
Well, so let's step aside of the business stuff because you guys do a lot of stuff together there. But like what? I mean, obviously you're doing the kitchen remodel stuff, so that's a little bit of
crossover. Are you guys doing that together or is that like a Dan project?
That's together. So we did the all the raised beds and garden work last year together.
That was right. You guys spent quite a bit of time on that.
Yeah. Well, besides the raised beds, I'd say that Alex was my spouse that day.
I remember he came over.
I gave up. He came over and helped me finish those up. But definitely the kitchen remodel right now. She's been asking. I made end tables one of my first ever woodworking projects, and she's not fond of them. So she's been asking for new ones. So this way I'm including her, and we will be making them to her specifications.
Oh, that's a great one.
So that's definitely it, because there
that is, would be a good project for a Festool domino.
Exactly. So as I advised Travis last episode, buy the tool you need for the project. So
this is how it works.
Buy that tool, and then I'll start that project.
Smart. Very smart.
This is like how you got Henry, you wanted the new drill, and you convinced Henry that he needed a new drill.
Exactly. Or when I need
and then Henry convinced his mom,
and I show my kids, and I said, I want that, so I buy them the new disc. And then
you throw it in the lake?
But it floated across.
Nice. All right, Travis.
Convenient.
What do you think? Anything that you want to work on? Any project work? I know you're still dipping your toes into it, but is there anything you guys have talked about that you might want?
Yeah, I think Christy would really enjoy helping me make a little free library. It's something that she's kind of always wanted.
Cool. Those are so cool.
A free library. So pretend that I don't know what that is. Other than it being free, what is it?
So it's a little box that you'll put out in the front of your house on, you know, kind of like a mailbox. And inside will just be a bunch of books that anybody can come by, take a book, leave a book. People do all sorts of versions of them. It doesn't have to be. Yeah,
that'd be pretty sweet. Would you? That sounds pretty darn cool. That could be a good recurring update on that project, because that actually seems like that's got some good merit.
That seems like something you want to do that too, right?
But no, I've always hold on. Do you know why I want to make it?
I don't know.
Because you can set them up as ingress portals.
Nobody cares about that. So
I thought
Travis, would you be disappointed if nobody contributed to your library? Like, if nobody took books or added books, it just was not a crowd favorite in your neighborhood. Would you be like very disappointed?
I actually think it would be used heavily. We live by a park, and we have a lot of foot traffic kind of constantly going by to the park.
Okay, so you're in a good area for it.
It feels like it, yeah.
Okay. That sounds sweet.
It seems like it'd be tough to do. I mean, I don't know how tough it would be, but to make it weatherproof enough and dry enough, not to get damp at all for the books.
It's like a tiny house.
I've seen some pretty cool ones that's got like, they're like even backlit, that have cool designs and stuff. Like, you can go crazy.
I guess in the wintertime when it's crappy out, you could always just pull the books.
You have like a plexiglass
you make it right,
slider across the front. You could
make it a geocache for when you do that, Dan.
You could integrate that.
Oh, you know what you could do? You could hook it up with Ingress, and it could be like one of those things.
Oh, I love Ingress. You know that? I love that game. That is such a fun game.
You've heard of that one?
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun. Not many people probably play.
No, it's a very...
That would be pretty cool.
It's a
fun game.
That
would be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty sweet.
Because like, yeah, that would be cool. Okay, cool. Nice. Well, those are great ideas. I think what we'll do is we'll set a recurring, you know, maybe an episode in the future, we'll touch back in on our projects and see if we've actually had a chance to do any of them.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of fun.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so I think before we get into our favorite section, Dad Jokes with Dan, I think Chris, he had a little bit of a Harbor Freight story for us.
Yeah, you know how much I enjoy Harbor Freight once in a while.
I'm familiar with the place.
I had a buddy, Josiah.
I do enjoy disappointment.
My buddy Josiah texted me, and he's like, how do you feel about Harbor Freight floor jacks?
You want to die?
Floor jacks are okay. It's the jack stands that collapse and kill people.
There was a massive recall on those.
Yeah, because they kill people, and I don't condone that. But the floor jacks, like, we have a couple of them here on the farm, and so far, like, you know, they've been good enough.
This is going to sound dumb. So you said the floor jack itself is okay, but the floor jack stand is...
Yeah, because the jack
stand... What's the point of the stand?
The jack stands, like, you can put them at different levels, and there's, like, this little round bar that holds them in place, but that sometimes gives out. And then they collapse.
Is it just if you need more clearance or something?
Yes. Like, so don't use those. But a floor jack, like, you know, a floor jack's like when you're going to change your tire on your truck or your four-wheeler or whatever. And so, yeah, you jack it up for a few minutes, you change your tire, and then you put it back down and you're good.
Okay.
It's not like you're not jacking it up and then working underneath of your car, you know, because that's what you would use jack stands for.
Relying on the safety of a Harbor Freight.
Yeah, I'm not going to crawl under my car with a Harbor Freight jack stand. But like if I'm changing, like I just changed the tires on my car and I just used the jack stand.
Sure.
Or the floor jack and jacked up a corner and changed the tire.
Nice. So you're getting to, you know.
So yeah, it was. It's pretty great. I've had a couple of friends reach out to me asking about my.
Get a few Woodies out there wanting.
A few Woodies wanting to know about
Harbor Freight
tools.
Products. And
yeah,
stuff.
And I'm like, yeah, nice. Do it, but you know, I mean, you know, if you're only going to use it once, then sure, why not?
Yeah, I think like a recurring phrase from wood glue dads is there's a time and a place.
Yes.
And so you're educating people on that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Very nice. Okay, folks, we'll see. I don't know. Dan's been brewing for a bit over here. I'll see if he can hit us with some good dad
jokes.
He's
already laughing.
We are. He's already kind of a little giggly. But it's your favorite time of night. Dad jokes with Dan. Or day or morning, because you don't know when we record this.
It's a mystery. So if you call, my intent here is to make all two or three with our guest here laugh. So let's see if I can continue my undefeated streak here. What is a ninja's favorite type of shoes? Sneakers.
You're close. You almost got me.
Pumas? Nikes?
I wanted to
Adidas.
Say it.
We decided we can't guess.
Under Armour?
We've decided that right. We can't guess.
What kind of sneakers?
We get in tangents real good.
What guess. Brand of sneakers is he wearing?
Sneakers, because they're quiet and they sneak.
Right, what brand of sneakers? I need to know these things.
Just let it go.
You Pumas. They'd be Pumas.
Pumas?
Pumas. Yeah. Pumas. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Here okay. We go. Here we go.
Why do vampires seem sick? They're always coughing.
you're teetering. You're teetering. I'm almost laughing at that. Just as
he's got the home run one here right now.
He's just warming. You us ran up. Out of freaking office up. Jokes. So
warming us up.
All right. Why do cows wear bells? Because their horns don't work.
Okay.
Still undefeated.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's almost like a pity laugh on that one.
Look, the animal ones are more funny to me, like the office, because you sit in an office all day. So yeah, the office ones are funny to you.
The animals. And so the I was envisioning a freaking cow trying to blow a horn is what got me. So it kind of got me there. I was like, okay.
All right. With that, I appreciate you all listening with your ear holes, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all.
See ya.
Peace out.